Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning to you. It's Jen Tuohy. Tim Richards is off today. Maybe one of the 22.6 million people across the country missing work because it's the day after the Super Bowl. By the way, a lot of those people calling in sick, although we knew Tim would be off today. So congratulations if you're up early and you stayed up late watching the game last night. We're going to have a sunny day today, so that's your silver lining. Sunny day, 32 degrees for the high, and of course, we're going to cover everything you need to know about the big game, about the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, which I think was really unexpected. At least I know it was in my household last night. We'll talk about Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance, and of course, Stevie is back from her cruise, so we have to hear all about that. But first, we got to get to this. You know how this works. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. You just have to guess who he is. Did you have a guess this morning?
I would like to, yeah.
All right, what's your guess?
Did you give me any clues?
No, he's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. That's it.
He's a dead guy in an envelope.
That's it. That's all. No prize, nothing, even if you get it right. We take a new guess every day, one guess a day. We've been playing since the beginning of January. Oh, and last year, it took from January to November to get the right person.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
Great guess. But just for the record, Tim is the one that loves this game, and he's off today. I personally hate it. But we still have to play.
Well, you can tell him that we played.
Wonderful. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good Monday morning. It's the Jen and Tim Show. It's Jen Tuohy. Tim Richards is off today, likely sleeping in, but I'm so excited you're back. Stevie, hi.
Thank you. Hello.
Did you love your cruise?
Yes.
Listen, we're going to get into it. I was following along on social media. I love that you posted photos on the Jen and Tim Show page. People were so excited for you on your first cruise.
It was exciting. So, it was fun.
It was fun.
Yes.
Did you get seasick?
No.
No seasick. I can't wait. So we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about all your adventures and some drama, how you're now a criminal.
Yep,
Stevie on the socials is back this week, which we love. So what are we talking about today, Stevie?
So there's a video going viral from a celebrity who predicted the score of the big game accurately, plus a reveal of how much some people spent on tickets to even go to the game.
Oh, my gosh. It was, I know the prices were dropping before the game, just a few days before, but I always love seeing how celebrities spend their money.
Yeah. After the big game last night, there was a video going crazy on TikTok. It's actually of Tate McRae, who predicted the outcome early of what the final score is going to be.
No, it's going to be 40-22. Okay.
Who's winning?
Obviously Philly.
But what's crazy about that video is it's actually from 2023, and it was not this exact, Kansas Eagles game.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just people found it and were like, oh, funny. But she has no idea what she's talking about. I was like, she's not a football fan. She's Canadian. And she's right.
Oh, my gosh. Too bad she didn't bet on that.
I know.
She won a lot of money. Yeah.
Getting score exactly right.
And that would be insane.
Picking a team. So everyone was talking about that. And, of course, people want to know how much it costs to get into the game. So someone asked fans how much they paid.
$30,000.
About $15,000.
$9,000.
$3,900.
How much did you pay for your ticket?
$8,000.
$6,500 a ticket.
We rich.
Can you imagine paying that amount of money for any event?
No.
I wouldn't even pay that for the Eras Tour, Stevie.
I'm wondering when they, is that just how much the tickets were from the start? Or is that they decided to go last minute. Like,
here's what I don't understand. And, you know, it's a shame that Tim is off because he could probably tell us this. Like, when you know how when there's a big concert coming to town and it's like, oh, Taylor Swift's coming. And then you go to Ticketmaster and you buy your tickets. Yeah. Like, when do the Super Bowl tickets go on sale?
How does one get one
from the beginning?
Do you even know who's in the game? So, like,
right. Do you buy them way ahead of time?
Like, if the Browns make it to the game, Tim would want to go.
He would.
But you have to buy them when? At what point?
Someone sporty, you know? Please call us and tell us this. 216-343-1021. Because I know there were resale tickets. I mean, we talked about that last week. I think, like, they were around $4,000, something like that. But where's the original ticket? And is it like Ticketmaster? Like, where do you get them?
I feel like you have to know somebody to even get in. Like, it seems so exclusive. Like, there's all these celebrities. And, like, the guy that paid $30,000 said he was towards the front. So, obviously, I don't know. Like, how do you just get access to a front row seat at the game?
And what's funny about that, if I were to spend a ton of money on a ticket for that, it would be whoever's performing at the halftime show.
Exactly.
Stevie on the socials. We love this. Thank you, Stevie. You always keep us educated. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Monday morning after the Super Bowl. It's the Jen and Tim show. Tim is off today. My name's Jen Tuohy. Producer Stevie joins me. Hi, Stevie.
Hello.
We have to talk about the game last night. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. Kendrick Lamar with a big halftime show. But we got to touch on the commercials because we haven't done that yet. There was a standout commercial to me. I thought overall, Stevie, the commercials were underwhelming, to be real honest. Like, I feel like every year I come in, I'm like, oh my gosh. I think it was last year, it was that farmer's dog. I thought it was like so moving and so great. And I'm watching it and I try to take notes and remember what I thought. There was one standout commercial to me I want to get to. What about you? Was there a standout?
There was one that was really disturbing to me.
Disturbing.
It stood out, but I was disturbed by it.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. If there's something that stood out to you, we want to hear about it. 216-343-1021. But particularly, we'll hear what disturbed Stevie. And I wonder if it's the same one, because I feel like the one that stood out to me was, could be disturbing. I mean, Seal, as a Seal, we need to talk about that. We always talk about the halftime show. We always talk about the commercials. To me, Stevie, producer Stevie joins me in studio. Tim is off today. To me, I found the commercials in general underwhelming. I didn't have a ton of standouts, except for the one where Seal, the singer, like A Kiss from a Rose singer Seal, ex of Heidi Klum Seal, was an actual seal. Like, they AI generated his face.
Why are they doing all that?
I thought, okay, the concept's funny. I couldn't believe that Seal, the artist, agreed to it. I'm like watching it like, holy cow, I can't believe Seal is a Seal right now. Heidi sent us a message on Facebook, said she found that one disturbing. And you might think, yeah, this is the most disturbing thing because it's Seal on a Seal. And then Seal's on a boat afterwards and it's for Mountain Dew, like Baja Lime or something.
Yes.
And he sings the whole song about it, a kiss from a lime instead of a kiss from a rose. But then Stevie, you told me about this commercial, which I missed last night. I didn't see it. Explain.
Well, I don't typically care for the commercials. I'm not one that watches them, but one did catch my eye when I looked up and I saw, I don't know how to really explain it, but it was like a human head, but it was shaped like a Western hat. And so I'm watching
it. And it sounds like Stevie doesn't know what she's talking about when she says that. You think, because that's how she explained it to me out there. And
then you had to look it up and watch it.
Correct. And that is exactly what it is. It's literally like the flesh of the head is a cowboy hat.
The brain, the shape of the head is cowboy hat. And then there's other people in it where there's this shape like a fantasy, like, cap. I don't know.
It was like a Harry Potter hat or something.
Very
like on
Harry
the other
Potter,
guys.
Very...
But all, like, again, it's just skin. It's like the flesh of the head turns into a hat.
And as I'm watching it, I'm like, what could this be a commercial for?
Right.
As you do with some of them. And I never would have guessed that it was for, like, a streaming service.
It was for a streaming service.
Yes.
There was just a Western hat.
I need to know if anybody
skin.
Else saw it, because I feel like it's like fake at this point.
Honest to God, I missed it. Was it toward the beginning or the end of the game?
It was towards the end.
It was toward the end. That's probably, I mean, I didn't look. Full disclosure, I didn't make it all the way to the end. So that's probably why I missed that one. It is worth looking up. If you had a favorite, if you were disturbed by it. by the hat made of skin or the seal commercial, or maybe there's another one we haven't talked about. Let us know.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, good morning. Did you watch the game last night?
I did.
Are you happy that the Eagles won?
I am just embarrassed for the Chiefs.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was surprised. And my husband at halftime is like, you watch. They're going to have the biggest comeback in history. They're going to come back after halftime. The Chiefs are going to do it. They're going to get that three-peat. And it just didn't happen.
I put some money on that they would.
Oh, no.
And they did not.
Oh, no. Did you like any of the commercials? Anything like that?
The girls liked, there's a Baby Soft commercial, Counted Down with Kendrick Lamar, like going to the bathroom. And my daughter's like the Seal commercial.
Oh my God. I couldn't believe that Seal even agreed to do that commercial.
I thought it was awful. He looked freaky.
Good morning to you. It's Jen Tuohy on the Jen and Tim show. Tim's off today. He'll be back tomorrow. Producer Stevie joins me, but we have to get to. So if you are a listener of the Jen and Tim show, you probably know this already. Stevie was off last week. She went on her first cruise ever. And we did so much preparation with her to go on this cruise. She was a little bit nervous about it. Having been on one before. So there were some concerns. There was a bag I packed for her ahead of time of stuff she might need. And while she was there, she posted a photo. And here, when you go on Facebook, there's like an AI description of what everyone's saying. It says, producer Stevie's followers eagerly await tales of their cruise adventure, sharing excitement and well wishes. So that's what we're going to do next. We're going to learn about Stevie's cruise adventure. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. Tim's off today. Producer Stevie is back from her cruise. And full disclosure, I have been so distracted off the air. Literally, I can't stop talking to you about your cruise. We were kind of coaching you through it. As I've been on a cruise before, a lot of our listeners have been on a cruise before. And before you went, you had some fears. What were some of your fears about the cruise?
Well, if I was going to get seasick, I was worried and never been on a boat, didn't know what was going to happen. How the boat stays afloat and doesn't just sink. It's a very large ship.
Did you get seasick?
No.
Did you feel at any point like you were concerned about a sinking ship?
No.
You felt safe?
Yes. It was good. I didn't feel seasick at all. The first day and a half, like, I couldn't even tell the boat was moving, like you said. Like, you don't even notice. The second day, like, towards the night, it felt... You could feel it wasn't bad, but I could tell I was on a boat, but it didn't make me feel weird.
Like, how could you, like, a constant swaying, or you felt just one?
No, just some motion.
Just some motion. So you knew you were on a boat.
Yes.
Were you impressed by the boat overall?
Yes.
Did you like
crazy?
Did you like being on the ship more than the excursions, or vice versa?
I liked the combo.
You liked the combo.
But, like, just being on the boat wasn't bad either.
Would you go on a cruise again?
Yes.
Yes. I loved it so much, Stevie. I feel
it's
like there's really, You either love it or hate it. And I wanted to try it for myself. And when I went, I just absolutely loved it. And because I just went like 6 months ago, I packed you a bag.
Yes.
Before you went. Mm-hmm. I packed you two bags and I brought you in a lot of cruise items. So what I'd like to do with you, because Tim last week kept telling me that you were just being nice and you took all my things on your cruise and he thinks you didn't really use them. So I wrote out the list of things I gave you. Can we review and you tell me which items you actually used on the cruise? Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Tim is off. Stevie is here, fresh back from her Caribbean cruise, which would you say you loved it?
Mm-hmm.
You loved it. And you would go on another cruise?
Yes.
Same.
I was sad to be back. It was an ice storm the day I arrived.
Oh, yeah. That was no fun. Lots of ice, lots of cold. You were in beautiful warm weather. Yeah. I think we need to plan a Jen and Tim Show cruise. Wouldn't that be so fun?
That would be fantastic.
Yes. Actually, Tim can stay back and hold down the fort. You and I will go on the cruise and have a good time.
There we go.
All right. No, Tim can come. No, okay. So here's the deal. The only reason I say that is because last week he was very adamant that you only were humoring me and taking my items on your cruise because I packed you two bags of stuff that I said you would need. So I just wrote down five items. I want to know if you used them or not. Lanyards. I gave you lanyards because you have to carry a sea pass and you need to use it for like everything you do on the ship. Did you use the lanyards?
Yes.
Yes. You used my lanyards. Oh, God.
Helpful.
You know what? I should have done this when he was here tomorrow. So he knew you used my lanyards. Okay. Did you use the luggage tags?
Yes, I did use those.
That's two items you used. Okay, did you use the snorkel gear I let you borrow?
I used the goggles.
The goggles.
Did not use the snorkel part.
Not like the mouth part.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. But you still used the item.
Oh, the goggles were great.
They're great because when you're on the excursions, you don't want to pay for like...
No, it was like $30.
Yeah. You had your own snorkel gear. Yeah. Okay. Three for three now. Did you use... The hooks that we tested in studio made a video of. Did you use them?
I did.
Yes!
I used three of them.
Aren't they the best? Weren't you so glad to have those?
Yeah, I remember when we talked about those, very controversial. Tim said, you know his opinions. He was not into the hooks.
He
thought they did not work as well. And a lot of people had mixed reviews. Like some people were like, you definitely need them. Some people thought they weren't necessary. And what I noticed is if you have two people in a room, you probably don't need it. You have enough
space.
Yes, because it's not very spacious in the rooms. But if it was just two people, but we had three in the room, so it was very helpful.
It was for wet swimsuits, bags, stuff like that. And they were strong enough on the cruise ship walls.
I hung the bag, my like beach bag that had snorkel stuff and all that.
Stevie, you are the best. What, seasick patches? Did you have to use those?
I used it the first night and that was it.
So technically you used
all of them.
Literally everything I gave you. So I'm going to need you to pull the audio of this entire break and we're going to play it back for Tim when he's back tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you, Stevie. I'm so excited you had a great time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.